You are listening to episode 100 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Triple Digits. All right, on that note.
Thank you. Thanks for saving me.
No problem. David, before you take off, I want to use you and your new phone, right?
That's awkward.
You got a new phone this week, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
A Samsung Galaxy S4 Google Play Edition.
Perfect.
Running stock Android.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
No TouchWiz BS from Samsung.
That's right.
Good. That's the way to go.
Which, had Matthew gotten the opportunity to play with that, he may be an Android user today.
I want to take my SIM card and put it in this. I just don't have the iPhone 5 has a nano SIM, and the Samsung Galaxy S4 has a micro SIM, so I have to get one of those little plastic trays that fit in there, which I can't find anywhere locally. I had to order from Amazon, which won't get here until like Wednesday. So, but like, I don't know if you messed around with it, Matt, or if you have an Android phone the Facebook home lock screen, Mama Jamma.
Oh yeah, what do you think of that?
It's pretty darn cool. I really like it.
I know you got a Note too, don't you have any?
Yes, I do. I have not messed around with it at all. I'm still running everything. Talk as I got it from the box, so I'm using all of Samsung stuff.
The Facebook Home thing is cool. I do think it's weird. I put my work email on there, which then makes it so I have to put a PIN code. But what I think is weird is like I can like do a message. I'm trying to do this backwards. I can totally do a. Oh, did it not do it this time? I could do like a Facebook message, even though the phone was locked, which I thought was mildly disturbing that people could just.
Maybe it wasn't locked.
No, now it's making me do it. But I can, as I'm looking through on the home screen, I can like things and comment on things, even though I'm not. The phone's locked. So Matt could totally steal my phone and start liking and commenting on all of my friends' stuff.
I'll just like all my stuff and make myself feel better.
Look at all these likes I'm getting, yeah.
And then I also got the Google Nexus 7, the brand new one.
Oh, baby.
Which is pretty sweet too. Yeah, it's in the other room. I could go get it real quick, but
I've always thought the Nexus tablets look pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I mean, my.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's right.
So the reason why I was asking you this, I was trying to bring it back, is I know, but it's cool. Those are cool tech. There was an article on the New York Times by Mr. David Pogue. He wrote another article in which he just made some offhanded comment about the fact that Siri was better than Google's voice system.
Really?
To which he said that was like the most hate email he ever got as a result of that. So he decided to spend 2 weeks actually messing and playing with the two and did an old-fashioned voice off. And so I figured, since, David, you actually are rocking both devices, an Android and an iPhone, you could help confirm some of these things.
All right, I'm ready. I'm emotionally and physically ready.
Which one is actually better? So he said that there, you know, when you – and I learned something while reading this. You know, when you talk about, like, voice commands and recognitions, there's actually, like, different stuff. Like, for example, he goes, dictation is one of those. So I think if you do the Samsung one, it actually will show you what you're saying as you say it, if I remember correctly.
It does.
Which is nice. And then whereas Siri will, you know, A, requires you to connect to the cloud, which Google doesn't. And then also it, you know, it has to listen to the whole thing, think about it, and then spit it back to you. You know, so that's your first kind. To which he was like, I guess the Android, it doesn't understand a lot of the likes of commands, right? So if you were to go, hey, you know, I don't know, what are some? The colon dash asterisk.
Hey, I don't know, colon dash asterisk.
There you go. Yeah, it should, from what I understand, on the iPhone, it'll actually do those.
Yeah.
You know, create those. If you say capital or all caps or no space, it understands what that means, whereas Android's really just kind of like, think it's a period and comma and exclamation point. That's about it. So he was like, tick for Siri, kind of. What's weird, it's like, how do you grade that, right? One, it doesn't require you to connect to the internet, but it's not as smart.
Right.
And I do like that you get the instant feedback, like, oh, here's what I said. Of course, that might also be a distraction, right? You're like half reading, half saying what you're doing.
Yeah, well, especially if it gets it wrong. Oh, man.
Oh, I would
well, you know what, though?
You know, just keep going.
You know what, though? I mean, the... no, you're right. Okay, never mind.
Just be like, back, delete, redo, start over. The other category, so dictation is one of them. He goes, another category is like phone commands, right? So, you know, call mom, text Emily, wake me up at 7:30, stuff like that. I don't know. It's
an
example. It's the example in the article. So that was one of them. So I actually don't know. I know obviously Siri can do all of those things. How does Samsung do with those? Or Android?
Well, it's that Google Now, right? And I don't know. It seems okay. I don't know why, but usually when I ask Siri or Google Now, I always ask who killed Abraham Lincoln. I don't know what that says about me, but to see if it'll come back, give me a page on you know, John Wilkes Booth or not, you know. And
how does Siri do on that one?
I don't know. Let's try it. I forgot. Who killed Abraham Lincoln? She's thinking about it.
Let me think.
Yeah, see?
All right. Here's what I got.
It came back from Wolfram Alpha.
Yeah, Wolfram Alpha is awesome.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can Google do integral math? Because Siri can.
You know, for all those times you're driving on the road, you're like, man,
I just integrate
this.
You know what? You guys make fun of me, but that's like one of the that was one I decided that the future is now, and it's awesome because when I went into the Apple store and Siri had just come out, and I was like, that's always been my favorite part about Wolfram Alpha is like how, the complexity of the math that it can do. And I used Siri. I was able to dictate a math question, and it came back with the right answer. Blew my mind. So, until Google can do that, actually, I don't know. I think both of them are going to get better. Both of them seem just so. They both seem to miss the mark, in my opinion. And it's. I don't know. What was his overall conclusion?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So he was like. So Android obviously does a much better job with web searches. He's like, it's super ridiculously fast, and, you know, it's hooked into Google, and, well, you know, that's the way that is. he was also saying that at least with the Moto X, it's different, but with previous, or I should say all the other versions of Android phones, that you actually have to turn on the phone, and you have to go to the search or get the little microphone before you can do the voice speech thing.
Yes.
Whereas with Apple, even if it's locked, you just hold down the home button and, you know, it'll just work.
Yeah.
And so he essentially was like, in a lot of categories, like giving your phone commands and a dictation and things like that, he's like, they're pretty close. He's like, Google's definitely better at the web search, but he's like, but Apple's not horrible. And like you said, Matthew, there's certain things with Wolfram Alpha that they can do. So he was like, with certain categories – Apple's, you know, just does better because they specifically focused on those, and those happen to be the categories that most people search for all the time. And then he said, because of that convenience factor, where you can actually use your iPhone in the car hands-free, whereas you can't on a Google device, he goes, at least right now, he thinks that Siri is better. Oh, yeah, plus Siri does have a little bit of sass, which he's like, I know, all you fanboys think that that's, you know, totally worthless, but whatever, it does have inherent value.
It adds to the experience for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's like, right now, he goes, Siri has the edge, in his opinion. And he's like, but they're both very close. And, you know, next year it could just as easily be Android.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. And it's funny that I find that my use of Siri, I actually use Siri a lot. I'm weird like that. But one of the things that I'll do oftentimes is I'll bring up Siri and I'll ask it to Google something for me so that it, you know, Google who killed Lincoln, and it will think and then pop open Safari with the Google query already done. And you can ask it to Bing stuff for you and Yahoo stuff for you, but who would do that?
Yeah, Steve on this Ballmer. Podcast.
Exactly.
Take that, Steve Ballmer.
Don't let the door hit you.
I think if you actually, I think it defaults if you just say search the web for who killed John Wilkes Booth. No, other way around. Who killed Lincoln?
Maybe it knows the answer to that. That'd be impressive.
But if you just ask Siri to search the web, it defaults to using Bing, which is funny that it, you know, that obviously nobody does that because Bing wasn't helped by it at all. But I do that a lot. I use Google. I Google things through Siri all the time, and I think it's very, very quick and useful. And you know, if I think it's something that Siri won't be able to figure out on its own, Google works pretty dang well. It's interesting.